Welcome to the Wayne Eddy Affair on KYMN Radio, a friend you can count on. Oh, it's a beautiful morning today, and I have to say it is the 11th day of April, and the year is 2018. I've got a really interesting guest that's coming in today. Now, he's been a guest before, I think maybe on two occasions, but it was like four occasions, but it's been over 10 years, I think, since we talked to him. And his name is Randy Ferguson, and he's getting settled in because he is going to serenade us and talk to us about guitars and upcoming events he'll be performing in. And he is considered and respected as one of the best guitar players and owners of guitars than anyone around, probably the state. Pulling his guitars over, and he's putting on his earphones. I got to brag about something. Yesterday, my wife was sitting in the living room, and she got a phone call, and I heard her starting to giggle. And the deal was is that out of many thousands of people that work for this corporation that she works for, big corporation, well, they had something going about the best offices run in the United States, west of the Mississippi and east of the Mississippi. Well, they announced the winner on the east part of the United States, and then they announced the winner of the west side of the Mississippi, and she has won a brand new car. Now what do you do? Brand new car. So today they're going to, I think, fill her in on what the deal is, what the models are, and all of the other things. But I often wondered about people that win cars. What if they just bought a new car? What if they don't need another car? Do they take a cash payout? And then what about the taxes? And then, is the car the minimal level of added things, or do you go to a dealership and they say, here's the car you won, do you want to add tires, do you want to add a steering wheel, you know, or whatever. So it's kind of exciting. She won a car, and she had just gotten a car. So it'll be interesting. And I had just gotten a car. So I don't know. Randy, you know how to work that microphone, pull it right up to your mouth, and say good morning.
Good morning.
Randy Ferguson, ladies and gentlemen, guitar player and owner extraordinaire, and kind of like a little bit of a fundraiser is coming up this Sunday night. I know they've been going on Sunday nights at 5:30 or 6 o'clock for the last 3 months, and I know that it's like $8 to get in. And they have entertainment, and they also have food, of course. So you can have your Sunday night dinner with entertainment at the Moravian Church. This coming Sunday, you'll be there.
Right.
How many guitars will you bring to that event?
Oh, my. I'll have probably a total of about 20 instruments. Renaissance lutes and a Baroque lute and quite a few guitars. The oldest guitar I have is from 1785 and 1835, 1850, 1900. So I basically go through the whole evolution of the instrument.
Wow, 1785.
Yes.
Is that a rare bird?
Yeah, not a lot of them around. They're, this one was built in England, and it's beautiful, playable. They were really, you know, you look at them, you look at the craftsmanship, and think of how they were done. No electricity, all hand tools. So it's pretty incredible, but they're beautiful instruments.
No, it's not here today.
No, I don't have that one here today.
You have four guitars.
Four guitars and a uke.
And they're all acoustic.
Yes.
Okay, I don't see any holes on the side to plug in.
Nope.
What do you think of electric guitars?
Oh, I love them. I was a product of 60s rock bands where you had, you know, everybody in those days, you had friends that played and you were in somebody's garage or basement until their mother said, go somewhere else. And then you went to the next person's house and played. And
what, did you ever get into a rock band?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I was in college, or high school and college was in a few.
In what years?
Oh, my. High school, I graduated in 71.
Okay.
And so 71 to 75 at Augsburg College.
Well, I might run and get the top 10 tunes in 1971 and play that game with you. And I can't do it right now because I have to get out of this studio and go in the other studio. But you were busy talking to Representative David Bly. I was listening in, and he mentioned a name, and then you got excited and you gave him his card. What was that all about?
Oh, he was talking about his son went through the Luthier or Guitar Builders program in Red Wing, Minnesota. And I told him, he said he would love to see these instruments. And I said, have him call anytime, he can come over and play with the toys.
Well, I think I had a luthier in studio last week.
John and Delia?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Potts.
They were fun.
Yes.
They were really fun people. Yeah. And her on the fiddle. Do you own any of those fiddles?
No, that's a whole different creature.
Okay.
Yeah.
So these are guitars, and you got a, what did you say you have over here?
Ukulele.
Oh, a ukulele. Are you going to do a tiptoe through the tulips?
No, I've never quite accomplished that one. It's a real instrument. It's interesting in that the, you know, that's what people comes to mind with people, but it's a very serious instrument, and it can do, it surprises a lot of people.
Was it four string?
It's four strings, yes.
Okay. And then and does it just keep a beat, or can you actually make tunes on the
thing?
Oh,
yes.
You can?
Oh, yes.
Well, I think most of us that are exposed to a ukulele, it's just a sing-along strum.
Sure.
You know, that's all I think of. I don't think of, you know, like getting down and dirty and playing a ukulele.
Oh, yeah. It's they're pretty wicked.
Should that be the premiere play today?
Sure.
Or should we?
Sure.
All right.
This was.
Boy, that thing is so beautiful. It does not look like a ukulele.
No, it's made out of koa, which is a Hawaiian wood, and absolutely beautiful. I mean, the grain, it looks like you could reach inside of it.
Oh, my gosh.
Flame koa. The sound hole is shaped like a heart.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, the builder makes about 10 or 12 of this model a year. It's called a ku'uipo, which is Hawaiian for sweetheart.
Okay.
So, and instead of mother of pearl on the inlays, they have sand from Kalua Beach on Maui.
Okay.
So
all right.
It's a little bit of Hawaii that's in here.
Now, you're not going to sing.
No.
Okay. So
just
that
play.
Usually I put the mics in the front of the ukulele and the mic in front of the mouth.
So sure.
What are you going to do? You want to drop this one and stay? You can do that, I think.
There you go.
Let's see if it stays there. Oh, here's what you do. I'll tell you what. I'll take a brief break and I'll show you how to do that here on KYMN Radio.
Don't miss the Home Improvement and Design Expo this Saturday at the Veterans Memorial Community Center in Inver Grove Heights. See up to 150 home improvement experts. The Home Improvement and Design Expo this Saturday only. It's the smart place to start your home improvement projects. See it all at expoguys.com. That's expoguys.com.
The party is on this Friday at Lonsdale Feed in Lonsdale. Lonsdale Feed is officially opening up their new building loaded with a large selection of dog and cat food, bird seed and feeders, plus pet toys and accessories. They'll have everything you need to care from horses to hamsters. The open house will feature lots of prizes, vendor presentations, food from Lonsdale Meats, and the music of the Czech Concertina Club. Don't miss the party this Friday starting at 10 o'clock until 6 p.m. at Lonsdale Feed in Lonsdale.
Who has more fun? 11 minutes after 9 o'clock, I just got the microphone set up so that the ukulele comes through. And what we have to do here, Randy, is you looked at the mic, and then what did you tell me?
Oh, it's a Shure SM58. And those are Good war horses. I've had one for 50 years, and it still works beautifully.
Now he's describing a microphone that's in the studio here. A Shure 158?
58.
58. Shure 58. Okay. All right. I've got that microphone on, and
okay.
All you have to do is, if you want to intro it, go ahead.
There we go. Yeah, this is what most people assume you can do with a Ube. Which is great. That works. But it can do a lot more. In the 1920s, if you were a young man going to college, you had to have a uke or you were not cool.
Okay, now in the 60s, it was bongo drums.
Ah, yes.
And that was a big deal. And you'd put them in the back window and let all the chicks know that you could play the bongos.
Yeah.
Now, if that's too short for you, there may be a longer...
This will work.
Okay.
Sure. And this is the kind of thing... From the 1920s, you would have played.
Oh, I know that one. I could have sung along with that.
Sure.
Now, try it again to see if I can do just one. Ain't she sweet walking down the street? Now, I ask you very confidentially, ain't she sweet? Oh, me, oh, my. Ain't she perfection? Ah, yeah. Who has more fun in radio? I love radio.
It's great. And 1930s, the original size was much smaller, and that's referred to as a soprano uke. But people in those days and were much smaller, and it's very difficult to finger one if you're an adult. The frets, it's so tiny. However, they're still used, and that's why they originally were just used for accompaniment for singing like that. And in the, into the 30s, the jazz guitarists got a hold of these, and they started making them with larger body and a larger scale to play on. And the second size, the alto size, is called a concert uke. And then this is a tenor, which is pretty standard. They're all tuned the same, just larger instrument, a little bit larger instrument.
Yeah, it does seem to have more of a fullness with the tenor part of it than the one that I was expecting.
And they're a great instrument. This is a... nice one that Sinatra made famous. Fly Me to the Moon.
Oh, I'm not going to try that one. Go ahead. Question.
Yes.
I'm watching you on this tiny little beautiful, what is it called again?
Ukulele.
How the heck do you do the melody in a jazz way and yet have other things going on at the same time, but you pick up, as I listen, the melody, and you move it around. You don't stay standard. You kind of jazz it up.
Sure. Well, just like on guitar, the same kind of thing. You take the melody first, and then you add the chords and put it together. You can't do it with a guitar pick. It has to be fingers. And George Harrison of the Beatles was a fanatic about ukes. And he just a virtuoso player on them. In fact, when the Beatles, when he wrote Here Comes the Sun, he wanted to do the introduction on the uke. And the other three said, no, that's ridiculous. So what he did is took a guitar, put a capo, which is a bar, on the fifth fret, and it sounded like a uke. And he sort of got his way. But he was very...
On what song was that?
Here Comes the Sun.
Okay, I like that song. Oh, yeah. Here Comes the Sun. You know, what's interesting is that in the gentlemen and ladies that I've had in studio here, one of the things I remember learning is that the guitar was an instrument in an orchestra or a band back in the 30s, let's say, but it couldn't be heard. And that's where they came up with electrifying the guitar. And then the guitar players could also be front and center on a solo and also be heard during the orchestration.
Yeah. Charlie Christian was the first real soloist with the Benny Goodman Orchestra.
Okay.
And they used, in those days, a regular microphone that they attached to the instrument itself. However, you got all of the sounds of the pick... scratching, yeah. Yeah. Other musicians swearing, whatever. It all came through the mic. And so they developed later into the 1940s, it's called a magnetic pickup. And very simple, really. You can scream into one. It won't make a thing unless the sound waves are magnetized. So what they do is electric guitar strings, steel strings, are magnetized. Very light magnetization. And... that picks up, the microphone will pick up the sound wave. If you put a plain guitar string, for a regular guitar, on an electric, it doesn't sound. It's dead. So they took care of that. And the 1950s is when it took off. Les Paul designed for Gibson Guitar Company and started whole new things. Leo Fender came out with the Fender Strat, and everybody took off on those.
Well, I also learned that there are a whole lot of different guitar makers.
Oh, yeah.
And the ones you just mentioned are the names that I would be familiar mm-hmm. with, but there are several others. As a matter of fact, some of the musicians that you know that have been in the studio have given us a lesson on the various guitars that there are. And I'm wondering, is it like a car? You have a low-end model and a high-end model, but then you have a different corporation that does a low-end model and a high-end model, and you have to, number one, first pick out what name guitar you want and then go in and pick out what...
you can afford.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Yes,
where I'm going.
They do. Even a lot of the handmade classical guitars in Europe and in the United States... There will be the main builder, the owner, the guru, and he just does the top end ones. But he'll have maybe apprentices and journeymen build the lesser expensive ones, and they so you can really all the range from beginning into the introduction into concert instruments to the fine top of the line.
Well, now, if you take a Maserati or you take a Bentley or you take a Jaguar or however they say
Jaguar.
That, you know, they're all beautiful, and some can outperform the others, mm-hmm. and the dollars will be shown in the various dollars. So is it truly An outperformance by sound or ease?
Oh, yes. Well, both, but more than anything else, sound. And you can adjust the ease. You can adjust, call the action, the height of the strings, and how easy. But it's the outperformance. And these guys are phenomenal. You can, with the instruments I have, you pretty much think a sound and it's there. You don't have to fight for it.
No, you think of entertainers like Prince and others. Mm-hmm. Is there we've always used Cadillac, you know, as an example. But what do the big entertainers use, and are they made here in Minnesota? Because we have this nationally known luthier, is that how you
say? Luthier.
School in Red Wing, and I had somebody on last week or the week before from there. Very interesting. So the question is, are there any names that say, I'm going to downtown Minneapolis and buy such and such a guitar from such and such a place?
Yes, you'd find you could find some of the national names, Martin, Gibson, those instruments in places like Schmidt Music and different companies. But as far as the handmade ones, they're generally done through from the builder himself, or from they call them boutique stores. There are several around the United States that carry a line of, they might carry all the instruments that a certain builder makes.
Do we have any famous people that have guitars made here in Minnesota?
Oh, yes. James Olson in Arden Hills became very famous. His are like a piano. It's unbelievable, the volume. And he became famous about 23, 24 years ago when a singer walked into his place in Arden Hills, into his workshop, and his name is James Taylor. He'd heard about these incredible guitars. And Olson's mouth just dropped, and Taylor has played many of his. That's his main instrument.
Okay, now you have four guitars over here. Are they all the same brand or
no?
Okay, now okay. So let me go on further. They are all six string, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and they're different brands. And what is going to be the difference to the listener?
Well, the first one is a flamenco guitar, and flamenco is a style of music from Spain for accompanying singing and dancing.
Now, I would not have chosen that if you said, Wayne, which one do you think is a flamenco? And this is the first one you're talking about, the one closest to me?
The smaller one.
Yeah, and I'm going, well, that's got the thickness isn't like the rest of them, and I always thought the flamencos were big, thick ones.
They're pretty much the same as the others. This is a little smaller instrument. It was probably made for a smaller person. It was built in 1900 in Madrid. Builder who was the main guy, and still the workshop is the main one in the world, Jose Ramirez. And now they're on Jose Ramirez the sixth. But it is a beautiful little thing. In fact, I'll grab it.
Okay, I'll play some information. Yesterday, all my trouble. Anyhow, yesterday I was at the quarterback club with a buddy of mine, and we were having lunch, and he just ordered a couple of chicken legs and coleslaw. I had the four-piece dark meat dinner, and because I love the thighs and the drumsticks, and then, of course, the crisp, fresh and hot French fries and coleslaw, and what a delicious meal. And I bought, and didn't really cost that much for the two of us to have dinner there. And I'm recommending, if you like roasted chicken, you're going to love the chicken at the Quarterback Club in Northfield. The Quarterback Club is open from 6 a.m. until 9 p.m., and they serve breakfast from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 10 a.m., and they do that Monday through Saturday. Sundays, they don't serve breakfast, so the nonprofits can have their pancake feeds or whatever. And it's locally owned, locally operated. Hundreds, if not thousands, of young people have gotten their first job over the last 50 years at the Quarterback Club right here in Northfield, Minnesota. My guest this morning is a former music instructor at Farmington High School. And when I say that, is there a different title that I may have, should have used?
Just the word middle school.
Oh, okay.
I was in the middle school for 38 years. And that's not, asking for sympathy.
Were you
it's
like
a fact.
The band director?
Well, I had band for 18 years, but the last time I had band was about 27, 28 years ago. I had choir for 32 years, and 18 years of that I had band at the same time. And then the last 6 years I was there, I had a room with 30 guitars, a set of African drums, a keyboard lab, and could do whatever I want. That was a blast.
Yeah, it had to be.
That was so much fun. We had met every other day for the entire year, and kids got very good at playing guitar.
Well, how heartbreaking was it to tell a kid who wanted to be a rock star and wanted to learn how to play the guitar that just couldn't grasp it?
Well, pretty much they could do a lot of the basic stuff, but you didn't really have to tell anybody that because usually his friends let them know. you know how kids are. Yeah.
Yeah. So that would be acoustic and electric?
Well, they played the same. And I had generally, if anybody had an electric guitar there, they could bring it. And I had some amps so they could plug in and look cool and everything.
Did they ever put together a little band through the years?
There were a few of them that did, yes.
Well, there are a lot of Farmington people listening. Maybe some of your graduates are listening. What type of little bands did they put together and where did they play?
Oh, just locally. There was one a few years ago, a student and now friend that graduated 2 years ago, Ben Heckman. And he's in college. I forget where he's going to school, but in sixth grade, he and some friends put together a band, and they were really very good. When they were in eighth grade, our principal had it arranged. They played for the state principal's convention. And
wow.
they played for a few dances. Now they've gone off, and Ben's going into music. We had many years ago, had a wonderful student, Vince Rose. And he is still playing. That's all he does now is play professionally. And I had him in class and really started him on guitar. And then when he was in college, he went to college in the jazz program at Eau Claire and came, he was studying classical guitar with me. And that was an awful lot of fun. He was a wonderfully talented man. He's playing, in fact, I think it's once a month at the winery in Cannon Falls.
Okay.
On one Saturday a month.
Well, did you have a brass?
I don't think any kids, generally the rock bands that the kids put together were a couple guitars, maybe keyboard, drums, and a bass.
Okay. How about you yourself? Do you sing? I mean, I'm a music teacher.
I'm a good second bass in a choir. And I think, in fact, in E Cantanti. A local choir here with Maestro Wayne Kivel, who is a name that most people around town recognize.
Have you ever heard of the, I think they're called the Ambassadors from the Northfield, they call it now North 51.
Oh, yes. And the Troubadours.
Troubadours, yeah.
Yes.
I joined that group one time.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And number one.
People that are in both the Troubadours and in E Cantanti.
Well, what happened is that the guy that was the director was a music teacher, and the people that were in the Troubadours, for the most part, know how to read music, okay? And so I don't know how to read music. I know when the little dots with
goes
the wings
up
goes up and down, that's about it. So when we started out, he put me in as a bass, but I stood next to a tenor. And so when they would do the songs, I would just go from the bass over to the tenor. I just would do it.
Sure, that's what you had coming in your ear.
And yeah, and so he moved me, and I was at the other end without anybody on my left and only a bass on my right. And yet I just felt, and everybody was so welcoming, but I just felt like I was in over my head. Because everybody else knew music, and all I know is I like it.
Well, a lot of people fake it well,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. But I like to say that the reason I got into music in the first place was because of my ego. And I loved it when we warmed up and went, me, 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 me.
you.
I made that joke up. It was funny, right?
That was good.
Randall Ferguson is my guest this morning on KYMN Radio, a friend you can count on, and we're going to hear from another guitar, an old one, right after this important timeout.
you know that Minnesota state law allows you to choose the auto glass company who repairs your vehicle? At Paulsian Glass, properly repairing your windshield is critical, and we take your safety seriously. No matter how your windshield was damaged, make sure to have it repaired properly by a company that understands the importance of using OEM quality glass and urethane. We pride ourselves in making sure our customers are always satisfied. No exceptions, no excuses. Get it done right and get back on the road with Paulsian Glass in Northfield and Faribault. For more information, go to paulsianglass.com or call 645-6450 in Northfield and 334-8680 in Faribault.
Your wait is over. Finally, a refreshingly affordable golf membership. As one of the finest golf facilities in the greater Twin Cities area, Northfield Golf Club membership is built upon quality with a price point that is unmatched for a private club. A true value. The course offers a variety of membership options, including individual, couples, senior, young adult, and others. You're invited to compare versus private and even public golf courses. 2018 memberships now available. Call our friend, General Manager Dan Doles at 507-645-4026.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass. Music from 1971, the year my guest graduated from high school. And let's see if you can name this tune.
Too late, baby.
Too late? You're not going to name it? Do you remember who sang it?
Carly Simon.
Who?
Carly Simon?
It's a woman.
Oh.
Yeah. You sing Christmas carols, don't you?
Yes.
That was a hint.
I'm blanking, Wayne.
You're the main man for guitars. Yeah. You could wear a throne.
Oh, Carol King.
Yes.
Goodness. She had written so many things earlier, like work on Sunshine, Lollipops of Rainbow, and all this cute pop stuff, and then got serious in the late 60s and 70s.
Well, I'm glad you can say that, because I don't know these things.
Oh, I just recovered.
Okay. Yeah, it was the number three song in all of 1971, the year my guest graduated from
Malacca High School.
Malacca High School up north?
Yep.
All right, Malacca. My guest this morning is Randall Ferguson. He is a guitarist extraordinaire, and he'll be putting on a show coming up this Sunday night, bringing a ton of various guitars, the oldest being 1785.
Right.
And he'll be at the what we refer to as the Moravian Church on 8th and Division Street. And for $8, I think it is, you come in, you have a nice homemade supper, and then the music. So I get to, you've been my guest for, is this fourth time?
I think the fifth time.
Okay.
Fourth, and, fifth, somewhere in there.
And I always enjoy the entertainment that you provide. So you have the microphone, both for your guitar and for what you're going to play. Bring the mic closer to you, and we will turn on the guitar when you start playing. So
okay.
Tell us what you got there.
This is a little flamenco guitar from 1900. Jose Ramirez was the main maker in Spain, in Madrid.
When you say 1900, do you mean 1900?
1900.
Okay.
Not 118 like, years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. And he started, opened a workshop in 1882. He was a cabinet builder, and there was such a demand for the guitar's relatively new instrument becoming very popular. And he thought, I can build those. And his designs are still the main thing that builders build off of, and then their own little tweaks from there. It's a gorgeous little thing. It was made for someone who was a little smaller. It's everything was custom made. You didn't walk in like at Schmidt Music and pick one off the wall. You came in and looked at you and looked at your fingers, and that determined how wide the fingerboard, the scale, and how that's, so everything was custom made.
Oh.
And this is highly flamed maple that some violin builders would kill for. And the top is German spruce. The rosette that goes around the sound hole is about 30 concentric rings of black-white wood, but a ring going around the center that's made up of pearls that are sliced in half and set in, and then sanded
beautiful.
Smooth. So it was a very expensive instrument. Then there's what you'd call a pick guard now, but it's a tap plate, and I'll show you what for in a minute. That's a piece of tortoiseshell.
Okay.
And that was...
Can they still do that, tortoise shell?
No, that was the first environmental ban worldwide, and that was in 1935. The tortoises were almost extinct from mainly women's hair combs. Yep. The main thing they were killed for.
And what about the bottom with the diamond shape?
Oh, that's mother of pearl. Okay. Little inlay there, just a little fancy.
And turn it upside down again or over, and I got to ask you this.
Sure.
In the back there, yeah. Okay. Is that standard that you have a big line connecting the two sides?
Yes, it's actually what they do is they take one piece of wood, put it through a bandsaw, and then it opens up like opening a book. Or like it's called butterflying or bookmatched. If you had, so the grain's identical on each side. It's mirror image. And if you had one big single piece, it would split eventually.
Oh.
This, and the little strip joining it in the middle, actually it prevents it from doing that. You have two separate pieces, even though they're glued together. And in Minnesota, which is not a good place for a good piece of wood or a human being in the winter, it gets so terribly dry. And they, if you don't have a humidification of some kind, they'll split like crazy.
What is a handle or whatever you call it? That, yeah, what is the...
That's mahogany.
Okay, wow.
And ebony tuning pegs, which are very pretty but are a real pain to keep in tune.
And it's 118 years old.
Right.
Now, do you... I don't want to know where... But do you have a place where you keep them in a humidified you call it?
One room where I keep them all, but keep pretty much the whole area is with humidifiers. And just a couple small one room humidifiers take care of it. You have to keep it at about 35 to 45% humidity. If it drops to into the 20s, which will happen if you don't have any humidification at all, about the time your lips are cracking and the floors creak when you walk, guitars and violins are splitting. Now, there are also, if you have one or two instruments, there's small little, like a rubber chemistry tubing with a thin sponge down the middle and holes in it. That you soak in water, wipe it off, and put it on the inside. And it slowly evaporates over about 3 days, and that keeps it. That's what most normal people have.
And like most Americans, unlike Europeans, what is your name? Where do you work? And sometimes how much do you make? So that guitar there probably has a value. I want to go buy a regular starting guitar. How much is that going to cost me?
A good one, $250, $300 for decent.
But I could get a $100 one.
Yeah, and it might be the rule of thumb is you don't want to buy a guitar the same place you buy deodorant and laundry detergent.
Okay.
They won't. Simply won't work. And when I was teaching, I would always start with the kids in October saying, if you're asking for a guitar for Christmas, have your parents call me. And I get lots of phone calls and make recommendations, say what to do, da-da-da-da-da. And there would always be three or four that would come in that just didn't, and they can't be fixed.
Okay.
They're that bad.
Okay, now I flip over to this 118-year-old guitar, a flamenco guitar.
Mm-hmm.
What can I ask what it's worth?
Sure. It was just appraised at $15,000.
Wow.
And that's part of it is because it's a very fine instrument, but more is because of the name. It's from the first Jose Ramirez. And the one I have from the 1700s is worth about $5,000.
Well, isn't that funny? One from the 1700s is worth less than the one from 1900.
Like I said, it's a famous builder.
Okay. I'm going to take another break, and then we'll come back, and we're going to hear the flamenco guitar as our guest this morning, Randall Ferguson, is going to play for us.
Does furniture shopping feel like you are a prey being hunted? Around every corner, there is a salesperson ready to pounce. Not at America's Mattress and Furniture to Go in Dundas. You don't have to look over your shoulder as you browse our large selection featuring Ashley Furniture and Serta mattresses. We will help you when you need it and leave you alone when you don't. Stop into America's Mattress and Furniture to Go in Dundas and see how relaxing furniture shopping can be.
Wake up, take a shower, feed the kids, make kids lunch, kids to school, drive to work, drive home, help with homework, mow the lawn, kids to sports, run errands, make dinner, do the dishes, do the laundry, walk the dog, pick up the house, kids to bed.
Ah, kick your shoes off and relax. As a proud supporter of Northfield Schools and Raider Athletics, everyone at ServiceMaster by Iat knows that life can seem to get away from you. Balancing daily schedules of work along with kids' school and sports schedules can seem to be impossible at times, but you find a way to do it. When you finally get a chance to kick your shoes off, ServiceMaster by Iat will make sure your feet relax on soft, clean floors. They deserve it.
Don't miss the 62nd Annual GSTA Rod and Custom Spectacular presented by Brainerd International Raceway April 14th and 15th at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds Coliseum. Check out the area's finest hot rods, custom street machines, motorcycles, and meet Derek Travis, direct from the 405 and Street Outlaws. See the Silver Unit Camaro sponsored by Luther Automotive Performance Studio. Tickets are $12 for adults, $5 for juniors 12 to 15, and kids under 12 are free. Plenty of free parking, too. Discount coupons available at all metro area Luther Automotive dealerships.
Number two in all of 1971 by Billboard magazine. I pulled 71.
71, okay.
Very nice, but I don't know it.
Don't you, didn't you graduate in 71?
I did graduate in 71.
Okay, but you don't know this?
What's it going into from here? Rod Stewart, Maggie May?
Yes.
I don't think I've ever heard that introduction.
You want to hear it
again? The guitar part. That's pretty cool.
Let's go back and hear it again.
That's good. Oh. I thought. I certainly know.
So
one of the first to use in rock to use a mandolin in there.
Yeah. That was a mandolin?
No, but coming up.
Oh.
Yeah, sure. Heck, it's playing in there right now.
Wake up, Maggie. I think I got something to say to you.
Randy's singing along, but I can't hear him. Just mouthing it.
Just lipping it.
Just Get Back to You. Let's do that 16 minutes before 10 o'clock, and we've got the guitar here from 1900, a mandolin, excuse me.
No, it's a guitar.
This is a guitar.
This is a guitar, yes.
Okay. And so what are you going to show us what that can do?
Okay, this one other thing about it is the strings are, they're gut strings. This was before the invention of nylon, and from the time of the Harp of David in biblical times up until World War II, a lot of violins, a lot of guitars had, if they were classical, they had gut strings.
Cat and guts?
Nope. Unfortunately for a lot of cats, the term cat gut, they simply doesn't work. It's made out of lamb.
And well, why did I think they were cat?
That's what they've been called, cat gut, and it's and I have no idea where that came. I think possibly the Appalachian Mountain area, the term, but it was just more slang.
Okay.
It's been tried and they don't work.
Okay, so those are lamb guts.
Yes, and it's another leather. You know,
if that's 118 years old, those aren't the same.
Oh no! In fact, changing strings. I change strings when I'm playing a lot. Bass strings about once a month, and treble strings about every 5-6 months. They wear out.
Okay.
So you don't anything. That old certainly wouldn't work, but these are a gut string is a it's a little heavier tension, a little thicker. They're sort of a goldenish, slightly amber golden color, and they have a beautiful sweet tone. I'll show you. Very, very sweet, but that's the only tone you get. And there's no contrast in it. The other thing is, in Minnesota, on days like we've had with the cold weather, if there isn't humidification, the strings snap. They're like a natural barometer. And in August, they're almost like rubber bands. You have to keep retuning them up, so they stretch. But and the other thing, you play on fingernails, and fingernails shred them, so they don't last terribly long. Also, Renaissance lute, and I have a copy of a book by a lute builder or a lute player in the 1500s. And it says a volutinist lives to be 85 years of age, 65 years have been spent tuning. And that's about it.
I really love the musician jokes.
Yeah, from then, you know, it's just great. Flamenco, you're accompanying singing and dancing and following the cues of the dancer. They can either be hand signals or foot signals. And you'll hear tapping where you're hitting the top of the guitar with your ring finger comes down. Slams on that. If you were to tap it away from the tap guard, in this case it's a piece of tortoiseshell, it'd have one tap and it'd have a gouge on the top of the guitar. One song and it'd have a hole about the size of a dime. So you have to make sure you're hitting it in the right spot. And this will show you a little bit of what early flamenco was.
You took me to the movies, by the way. I could see her dancing, or I can see him dancing.
See the imagery.
Yeah, yes. I mean, I just love that style of dancing. I think it's so cool, like, here I am, you know?
It's pretty incredible.
Question. I looked over, your guitar's a little bit low as I look over the desk that we're seated at, or the board, as we call it. I can't imagine how you can take your little finger, that and the next one, and then the middle finger, and maybe the pointy finger, and do that melody on that, and you're looking at the frets, and you're not moving that much with them, but you look at the one. What you're doing to me, you're looking at the ones that look simpler than the ones that are really complex.
Actually, I'm just kind of accustomed to looking and really don't need to see. You know what you're doing. And for the most part, when I'm performing, I usually find a spot in the floor and just stare straight at that so I'm not distracted by anything. And if I need to, there's some things where you need to look, but generally you go by feel.
Okay, so that one was a real obvious one. I loved it. Everybody notices it. Can you do another one on this 118-year-old piece of music equipment?
Sure.
This is another one. Give the whole intro and all that.
Okay. Well, in flamenco also, that piece could be as short as I played it or it could be 10 minutes long, depending on what the dancer wanted to do. And this was comprised of two parts, sort of like a chorus and a verse. And every time it came back to this. And in between, the other section was where the guitarist is improvising. And you're making it up as you go along. And so I was
keeping the same beat.
Oh, the same thing. It keeps going. It's just like having another verse to the song.
Yeah.
You know, the first one was.
Yeah.
And you just keep going and creating that part as you go on. You get the signal from the dancer and you go back into the. To that kind of thing. And each of them they're all rhythms. They're all specific dances. That was called a farruca. And by the way, it's also, a lot of people think they love flamingo guitar. Well, there's no such thing as flamingo guitar. Flamingo is a funny pink bird. And flamenco, it's F-L-A-M-E-N-C-O. Flamenco is a style of music. This one is a dance called a Sevillanas from Sevilla or Seville. A lot of flamenco is localized by city. You have a Granadilla from Granada, a Malagueña from Malaga, and this is from the.
Well, it was the one you just did. That to me, that's
that was
Mexico.
No,
Brazil.
Spain. Spain.
Yep. Okay.
And there's a lot of Spanish influence in Mexican and South American music.
Okay.
But it pretty much took off that as a base and it just went into their own identity. So anyway, this one, let's see. Shift a little here.
I don't get it. I'm watching this, and Randall Ferguson, my guest here, on your right hand, your fingernail on your thumbnail is long, pronounced, at least visually.
Yes.
On the other four fingers on your left hands are not pronounced, and you're using all four of those, and the two bottom ones a whole lot, and... And you're brushing away from the strings with the back of your fingers, but you're using the front of your thumb. Am I right?
Well, you're using, when you're playing a single note, you're pulling. But what you saw was a...
Okay, so you're using both sides.
You're doing about everything with it.
So what is the length of the fingernail?
Oh, goodness. Whatever works. This actually, I know more about nails than most women. You have to have them totally smooth and put that down. And when you're playing a lot, it's like playing against sandpaper. They start to wear, and you use 600 sandpaper to smooth it out, which you generally don't do in front of other people. It looks a little odd. But I lost most of the thumbnail. It had ripped off on a car door, which I was real excited about.
How long ago?
About 2 weeks. And this is an acrylic overlay.
Oh, you got something pasted on there.
Yep. And I have, that's kind of the death penalty to any guitar, any fingerstyle guitarist, is losing a nail. And this, I have the wonderful woman who does my wife's nails, and I will say, I need a thumbnail, and she'll say, okay, come on in. Okay. And then do it, and I just shape it. It's goes a little bit above the roundness of the thumb.
Okay.
But it has to follow the contour, or it tends to catch. So
I can imagine. Okay. We're going to take a final break on this hour on the Wayne Eddy Affair on KYMN.
Residential or commercial, Cannon Valley Water in Dundas is the place to call for water. Whether it's a complete water conditioning system or just salt delivery and filters, Cannon Valley Water can take care of it. And Cannon Valley Water can also deliver Candy Yohai premium water right to your house or business at great rates, too. Chippewa Springs is as pure today as it was when we first tested it over a century ago and is proudly distributed by Cannon Valley Water. Pickups are now located at 609 Stafford Lane in Dundas, just behind Aldi. Call Cannon Valley for your water today.
This is not a celebration of the long ball. This is a celebration of skillful deed. For when a major leaguer is flashy with the leather, he's rewarded with gold. Join us on Friday, April 13th, when Byron Buxton and Brian Dozier receive their gold gloves in a special pregame ceremony. And Budweiser will present the first 10,000 fans age 21 or older a commemorative t-shirt. That's pure 24-karat glove magic. This is how we baseball. Visit twinsbaseball.com.
Heritage Dental Care in Northfield is a general dental clinic specializing in a variety of dental procedures and services. Make an appointment today with Doctors David Brust, David Buck, Bo Stanley, or Michael Thompson. New patients and emergencies welcome 5 days a week at Heritage Dental Care.
This is the number five tune in all of 1972, the year my guest graduated from high school.
The Bee Gees.
Yes.
How do you mend a broken heart?
Yes. You're doing good. See, Randall, we have three more guitars to go that you're going to tell us about, but we only have about 2.5 minutes until the news. You want to fiddle with your ukulele?
Sure. This is a... an old Beatles tune, While My Guitar Gently Weeps. And it shows about everything you can do on a uke. Is it on?
Yeah.
We're set? Okay. Thank you.
Randy Ferguson, How My Guitar Gently Weeps, a Beatles song on a ukulele. A lot of purists think that's one of the Beatles' better presentations. Who played the guitar on that?
Eric Clapton. George Harrison did the solo, and he didn't like it. He was not a tremendous, as far as a soloist, and Clapton was a very good friend, but he was not allowed. He was under contract with another record company, so he had to use the name Frank Jones or something on the album just to make it legal. So he didn't get any credit for it. Everybody knew who it was, but they couldn't have it down there just because he was under contract with another label.
Who was the best guitarist in the Beatles, do you think?
Oh, boy. Hard to say. Paul, possibly. He played, Blackbird. He wrote that and played
a lot
that
of people think that's the best.
And that's a wonderful guitar intro that he does on it. And they were all pretty good. But he was very fine as far as on acoustic.
I had my theme song on the second hour, which is the Beatles' When I'm 64. And Paul McCartney's dad is on clarinet. Yeah.
Yep.
We'll be back after the news next on the 95.1 FM and 1080 AM KYMN from Northfield, Minnesota.
War of Words, Ryan says no more. I'm John Trout. After Russia warned the U.S. against military strikes in Syria, President Trump in a tweet says missiles will be coming. Bob Costantini has that.
On Twitter, quote, Russia vows to shoot down any and all missiles fired at Syria. Get ready, Russia, because they will be coming nice and new and smart. You shouldn't be partners with a gas-killing animal who kills his people and enjoys it, end quote.
Barbara Starr explains the president's taunt has given up the element of surprise.
To get to these targets in Syria, you either have to fly over the Mediterranean, over Turkish airspace to the north. You could come up from the Persian Gulf in the south, but that requires a lot of refueling and a lot of air rights over a number of countries.
House Speaker Paul Ryan is expected to be at the microphone soon to announce he will not seek re-election. Ryan's been in Congress since 1999. A spokesman for Speaker Ryan says he will retire in January. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg will appear before a House panel. Yesterday,
Zuckerberg took questions for 5 hours from 44 senators in the joint committee hearing, some of that questioning a bit adversarial, like this exchange with Nevada Senator Dean Heller.
Do you think you're a victim?
No.
Do you think Facebook as a company is a victim?
Senator, no. I think we have a responsibility to protect everyone in our community from anyone in our ecosystem who is going to potentially harm them. And I think that we haven't done enough historically, we need to step up and do more.
Do you consider the 87 million users victims?
Senator, I think yes.
Wall Street thought Zuckerberg did well. Facebook's stock price closed 4.5% higher yesterday. I'm Jim Roop.
Scott Carr with fresh numbers on the CPI.
Excluding the volatile food and energy components, the CPI climbed 0.2%, matching February's increase. The core CPI is now well above the 1.8% annual average increase over the past 10 years.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 107 points. The NASDAQ is off 15. I'm John Trout.
When I get older, losing my head, many years from now, will you still be sending me a Valentine? Birthday greetings, bottle of wine. If I'd been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
We're back live and in color on the Wayne Eddy Affair, part two on this beautiful Wednesday morning. It is the 11th day of April, and the year is 2018. And my guest is Randy Ferguson, guitarist extraordinaire. And my theme song, When I'm 64, was written... Well, you know the history of that song, don't you?
Yeah, it is actually the first song that McCartney really, really wrote. He was 16 years old and wrote it for his father. So it was a while before the Beatles. And later, they pulled it out, and it's his father that plays clarinet on it. Yeah. One of them, I think there are two clarinet parts on there. Maybe there, you did both.
There are two parts, yeah.
Okay.
And you said that just recently you formed a little band get-together and played that song?
Yes, we have a friend, James Erlinson. He's a pastor at Lutheran Church of the Redeemer in St. Paul. We refer to him as a semi-reverend James. We went to college together, and every year on his birthday, we have a rock band of myself, him, a few friends, his next-door neighbor that he grew up with, and then a woman on the other that lived on the other side of him and plays the drums. And his birthday was last Friday, and that was the theme. He was a 64th.
And did you play in the garage?
Nope, we were allowed in the church. He's in charge.
Oh, so. In the church, okay. During the congregational?
No, this was just this was Friday night. Yep.
For you guys.
Yeah, and anybody who wanted to come, they did kind of do it every year as a fundraiser for the youth program.
And you didn't sing?
I sang a little, yeah. I did some harmony parts on some of the Beatles, heavy Beatles that night. And it's a lot of fun.
Would that guy be an interesting interview?
Yes, he would.
The reverend?
Yeah.
The almost reverend?
The semi-reverend, yes.
Semi-reverend?
The somewhat reverend.
Well, you have to work with me on that.
I'll talk to him about that.
Yeah,
have another good one for you, too.
Okay. And always looking for guests, folks. All you have to do is contact me by email at KYMN Radio or by phone, and that's kymnradio.net. I think that's the address. I get all these emails and texts and all that stuff mixed up. And then, of course, the phone number is in the phone book, 645-5695 for you folks out of town. Our area code is 507, 645-5695. I'm interested in talking to you or any of your friends or kids or grandparents. Always enjoyable to learn new history about people. And now, for example, Randy here, Randall, I've known him for many, many years, and he's gone through some other guitars that he brought in several years ago, and I always enjoy it. I'm always intrigued to get up close and watch how he moves his hands and fingers and thumbs and all that, and I enjoy the music, so let's do it again at 8 minutes after. I saw you just sanding your fingernails.
Yeah.
I do the same. I have to do the same thing on my fingernails. I actually go into a place and I have my nails done. So between Christmas and New Year's, I went into every nail shop in this town to get my nails done. And they all said, come back or we're busy. And I went, oh, yeah, New Year's Eve's coming up. Point number two, I have to have them not sharp because I have eczema, and it itches, and I itch in my sleep, and I wake up, and I go, oh, that's bad.
Blood is not good.
Yeah, so, and then I've got this growth on where my toes were amputated on my right foot, and it has, what do you call it? Not a a growth, skin. It builds up. I'll think
callus.
Of it later. Callus, thank you. Thank you very much. And I got a callus that I have to use that sandpaper like you're
sure.
using and keep
file
it down so it fits into the shoe right. Okay, enough about me. Let's talk about you. What do you think of me?
Oh, you're a wonderful guy,
thank
Wayne.
You. Let's talk
you're
guitar.
Welcome. Okay. I have to say I have three brothers that are streaming this right now. And I texted last night, one in Naples, Florida, one in...
you can name them what they do.
Oh, Ronald Ferguson, he's a retired transplant surgeon, lives in... wonderful guy, he was a fine musician also. He lives in Naples, Florida, and Robert Ferguson, who is in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania, which is not too far from Philadelphia. And he is a biochemist, microbiologist, but has his own software company. And Richard Ferguson in Denver, North Carolina. It's very hard to say North Carolina after you say Denver. Yeah, but he was a dentist and retired lieutenant colonel from the Army.
And do you have sisters?
Yes, I have a sister in San Diego.
Okay, what is she up to?
She is we call her a family pusher. She works for Pfizer Pharmaceuticals.
Now, it's too bad that your parents didn't raise some kids they could be proud of.
Yeah, you know, just...
Well, that's a pretty extinguished family you have, your siblings, and do you ever get a chance to get together?
A few times, weddings. My daughter's wedding and my son's wedding, and a few other, their children, and of course funerals. But other than that, we're so spread out. With my oldest brother, he is just about 11 years older than I, and I really didn't know him until long after I was an adult, because I was in first grade when he graduated from high school.
Yeah, I get a lot of family conversation with people on the show that say that.
Sure.
Yesterday, I had a guy on whose youngest sibling was 20 years younger.
Oh.
But what I wanted to know, do they know, some people might just say, well, he's a teacher. But do they know what you were doing and how accomplished you are?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
They're wonderful. In fact, I had, I mentioned my oldest brother, Richard, was 4 years ago. He had never really heard me play, little bits and pieces and this and that, but he was all over the world in the Army. He was in Seoul, Korea, various other places, and so never really heard me perform. And I was going to do a program at a church in Rosemont. And he and his wife drove from Charlotte, North Carolina, drove up here, and that was just a ball. And then I've been going out to a few years in a row to a guitar seminar out in North Carolina. And so then I was there for a week, and then I go spend 4 or 5 days with them, which has been an awful lot of fun.
Do you go there as a participant
student.
As an instructor?
No, student.
Really?
Oh, my, yes. There's so many different styles. There are tons of guitar camps, and this is about the best. It's called Swannanoa Gathering. Swannanoa is a county.
Now,
do
your brothers know that your daughter was Miss Defeated Jesse James Days?
Oh, yes. Yes, they've seen the pictures.
Oh,
pictures, yeah. I've taken a few. Yeah.
When she was the at that time they'd call them queens and princesses. Now they call them ambassadors. And it's all about personality, poise, education, not about swimsuits or anything at all.
It's wonderful. It's just great.
And I remember walking into the rodeo.
Yes.
And you were kind of walking out of the rodeo. I'm talking about the grounds. Mm-hmm. And I saw you over there, and I go, I know him. And there's a stunning, gorgeous, beautiful blonde with the cowboy hat on and all that. And I went over and I said, hi. And she said, Wayne, I want to introduce you to my daughter. And I said, you've got to run for Mr. Peter Jesse James Days.
I said, she's 13, Wayne.
Yeah. I forgot that part.
You said, when you're 18. I think she was 20 or 21
when
she did.
But yes. Now you're a grandfather.
Oh, yes. I have. She has three, and my son has two.
Can you name them?
Oh, yes. Sam and Josie and Clara and Amos and Hattie.
Okay. Amos and Hattie are your sons.
Sons, right.
Okay.
And Sam is it's an awful lot of fun. He's in kindergarten in my old school district, and he came home and said, Grandpa, all my teachers know you. And principal's a very good friend. We taught together for many years, and so it's really fun going there.
Well, what's the age range?
6 to 1.
Oh, my gosh.
So they're all young.
Did you get together at Christmas time Grandma and Grandpa's house?
We built a garage this year, and 24 by 24, but one very large room up on top. And I had it put down these foam tiles for the flooring, multicolored things, and I had a whole backdrop of Snoopy's Charlie Brown Christmas against one wall, and the whole thing decorated, and Christmas tree, and even my children hadn't seen it yet. I hadn't even told them I'd built a garage, and they came and had no idea what it was going to be, and walked up, and it's this Christmas wonderland up there, and things the kids were playing, and then Santa came. Pardon me?
Did you have a friend?
I had contacted. I had contacted someone through actually an agency in the cities, and guy was wonderful. He had in advance. He had me write a sheet. He had questions on each child, and sent a picture. So when he was there, he knew all this information about them and had a picture in the Elf report. And he said, well, the elves took this, and it looks like, oh, and you have Miss So-and-so for your teacher, and your da-da-da-da, and it, we're just floored. And I think my daughter was as excited and happy about it.
Well, did he, like, come in, pop, and do it nice and quickly, and then get out?
No, he was there for it. He said as long as they're interested, as soon as it starts to lose, you know, we'll go. So he was there a good hour and a half.
He was?
Yes, it was just wonderful. Man. He was great.
What, yeah, I did that. When I was much younger, and I got a guy real mad at me because he hired me for Christmas Eve to do it, and I said, that's a lot of money for whatever it was, and I told him, I said, these kids are no dummies. You know, they look at you, and they look at you, and they look at you, and pretty soon they can kind of see behind the beard and kind of...
He had a real incredible
beard. Okay, well, I didn't have one.
He looked the part and played it very
good
well.
Good for you. Good
just
for you.
A blast.
What did it cost?
He was $125.
Okay.
Which was not...
That was
very
reasonable.
Reasonable, yeah.
Yeah. And it was worth it. And if I know you, you had your camera out and took 1,000 pictures.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Our guest this morning is Randall.
Yeah.
Can I call you Randy?
Oh, yes. Goodness.
Okay. Ferguson, and he's a retired teacher out of Farmington School District. He was the music man up there, and he has a collection of guitars that are very valuable, and they range from all the way from 17. Hey, look what we just lost.
Oh,
that was funny. You got to bend it down from the middle there, like that, right?
Got it.
Okay. And anyhow, one from 1738. And he has one, he's just got a ton of different guitars. What do you got going here?
Okay, this is a classical guitar. It's a modern one that I actually had built for myself. It's out of some absolutely beautiful Brazilian rosewood.
Oh, wow.
And that is, at this point, it is...
do you follow shows?
Orange oil. Yep.
Orange
just
oil?
Just a few drops of orange oil. Not very often, but once in a while it stays.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a French polish, which is shellac, very soft, so you have to be careful. Never wear a button or a belt.
Okay. Or
they call it belt buckle rash. It carves them up. Starts off pretty, you might as well keep it that way. And the neck is a beautiful wood called Bubinga. Looks kind of like a bird's eye maple on steroids.
You know, it's, I was going to say, it's beautiful.
And I had some hand problems through the years, so I've, you know, like anything else, we were not created to make many million extra motions with our joints, and so I had this made with a lot of accommodations, a shorter scale, shorter length, and much easier to play.
You had this made for you?
Yes. It's the only one I've ever had made, and it was 2 years ago in May. I was on the guy's waiting list for 3 years, and he's a builder in Canada, and I had a knee replacement. And the next day, I got a phone call from, hello, Randall, this is Serge de Jong in Quebec. How are you? And, of course, I'm on the second day of the good stuff. So I'm just great. How are you, Serge? And anyway, so we were talking. He asked, and I told him everything I wanted and everything and explained the situation. And he said, well, wonderful. I will get going on this. And I said, I believe I will call you back in a week, however, and we'll discuss it again. And so this is my morphine-induced purchase.
Okay, yeah. Morphine produced. Now, if you want to, you know, you can move farther to your left, and you can bring this mic with you and that mic there, so you quit popping the earphones.
Yeah.
All right, so...
this one will show you the different tone colors you can get with a good guitar. All the way from, I say, the darker the wood, the richer the tone, pretty much goes by. Because the hardwoods are very dense, and that gives you the best sound. And the softwood, you have to have a spruce or cedar top, or the whole thing's muddy if it was all made out of rosewood. It'd be nothing but dark. So you've got both all the way from to, depending what and where you're playing. So I'm going to play it. First part of a piece that will show you kind of the different tone colors you can get. It's a Spanish piece by a composer, Itzhak Albenas, written about 1900. And it's called Asturias Leyenda. Now, he wrote a suite for piano, actually, of seven pieces each about a different city in Spain. This is about the city of Asturias, and leyenda means legend. So it was a tone poem. I always tell the kids, tell little kids when I'm playing, doing something, a program for little ones, that now close your eyes and see what you can see on this, and da-da-da-da-da, and what the music makes you see, and oh, you get all sorts of wonderful stories.
And when you say tone and et cetera, are you talking about the scale? Are you going to go up and down the scale?
Oh, yeah, but a tone poem is what in late Romantic period, where it was a composition written to create the imagery in your head. So you were to, the music was to make you see a certain thing. And certain interpretation, visual interpretation
okay.
of it in your head.
So except for the people that are driving right now.
don't close your eyes. No,
Text. Would you recommend people just kind of close your eyes and see where this takes them?
Sure.
All right.
Getting organized here.
Closed my eyes.
Yes.
And I started thinking right when you started off where I was. I was in the Colorado Rockies,
mm-hmm.
and I had cars passing me, and then I had people that I passed, and then I went through the tunnel, the ones, you know, when you had mm-hmm. that part of it, and then I came to a town, and I slowed down really nice, and I got into town, and I stopped, and I looked around and said, there's where I want to be.
Oh, wonderful.
My imagination.
Sure.
Thank you That's for instructing me to do that.
You bet.
But I really could go through the tunnels. And
that's what any type of music can do. This is one I hadn't thought of playing. I haven't played it for a while, so we'll try it. It was my daughter's favorite. She called it the Castle Song.
Well, why don't we wait?
Sure.
We'll take a break, and we'll do the Castle Song, your daughter's favorite, in just a moment.
We're considering remodeling your current home. Schmidt Homes and Schmidt Homes Remodeling should be your first and last call. Schmidt Homes, known for their innovative designs, uncompromising quality and craftsmanship, superior service, while maintaining their reputation of fairness, honesty, and integrity for over 30 years. They're the only builder in the area to offer an in-house designer and a showroom to make your selections. They have over 30 new building lots available in Northfield. Check out their website at schmidthomes.com for more information.
This is April in Minnesota, and when those pesky White Sox come to town April 12th through the 15th in a series presented by Budweiser, you can do what Minnesotans do best, get outside. The first 10,000 fans joining us Saturday the 14th get a Lumberjack chic plaid flap cap, courtesy of Pepsi. So when your Twins take the field, you'll be warm, toasty, and ready to fell an ash that's perfect for milling one of Joe Mauer's bats. Plaid flap caps. That's how we dress. This is how we baseball. Visit twinsbaseball.com.
Get out of my room.
It's my room too.
Why are you always in my business?
Are you always a dummy head?
Good one.
Mom, Lauren sarcastically complimented me.
Mom, Emily's on my side of the room. Mom, we can't share a room any longer.
Stop complaining. I have to share a room with your baby brother and your father.
Is your family in need of more space? Let Professional Pride Realty in Northfield help guide you through the process of selling your current house and finding the home that is right for your growing family. Professional Pride Realty, providing good information so you can make good decisions.
Melanie.
Yeah.
My bicycle past my, your window.
You're Mike's son.
Melanie, I've got a pair of roller skates. You've got a brand new key.
Brand new key.
Brand new.
Do you know what this song means?
Not really.
I heard it.
Everybody has their own idea, but
it's like a new key. Drugs.
You've got a brand new pair of roller skates.
You've got a brand new key.
That was
Randy. You got to move to the right so you're closer to.
Yeah, I keep unplugging myself.
Yeah, and you can bring the microphones for the guitar and the microphone for you with you.
Much better.
Okay. No.
Apple label. McCartney had discovered her.
Okay. And there's the guitar going with it.
Don't yep.
go too fast. And acoustic. Let's get back to you, Randy, on the Wayne Eddy Affair. Randy Ferguson is my guest for the fifth time in the last 13 years. Always a pleasure to have him here. And today he's brought four very special, well, three very special guitars, one mandolin, not mandolin.
Ukulele.
And one flamenco guitar, right?
Yes.
Okay. And we're still on this one. And we
right.
have two more to go, and it's 10:28, so do what you think you can do.
Okay.
Go ahead and tell us what you're going to do.
All right.
We're on the same guitar, and this is going to be your daughter's favorite one.
Yes. She's heard me since she was born playing this piece, and I played it at her wedding. And she said, every time they play it on NPR, I think of you, and which is nice.
Can't swear on KYMN.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No vulgar language,
no,
please.
Nothing public radio. Okay.
Okay.
It's called Recuerdos de la Alhambra. The Alhambra is a beautiful palace in Spain, in Granada, and the Moorish castle. And it was, a tone poem written where Francisco Tárrega, the composer, was a guitar composer. He went there for the first time in his life and saw this beautiful place and wrote the song about it. And no words, it's just the music, and made to create the imagery. So this is the castle song. And the word recuerdos means memories. So it's memories of the Alhambra. Oops, let's try it again.
The castle song. All right. Take the headphones off. He's going to go behind box number two. Let's see, he's going to pick up another guitar. It is 10:31 on the Wayne Eddy Affair on KYMN Radio out of Northfield, Minnesota. My guest this morning is a young man by the name of Randall Ferguson, a retired music teacher in the Farmington School District, and playing with playing this Sunday night at the Moravian Church. It's not a church service. They're going to have supper and sound. Supper and sound. He will be there with the guitars that we're playing now from the studio here, and he'll probably bring some others and entertain you while you eat. I think it's like $8. Excuse me.
Actually, it'll be dinner at 5, and it's a formal concert after. So it's an actual concert at 6.
A formal concert after we're a tuxedo?
No, I'll be wearing just a turtleneck.
Okay. You know. All right. Dinner at 5, entertainment at 6 with Randall Ferguson. Okay, Randall Ferguson at 10:33 almost. Let me look. Oh, it's 10:31:45. Okay, what have you got going for us in that particular guitar?
This is another modern classical. No wonder I can't hear. I'll put my headphones on. Here we go. Modern classical guitar. It was built about, I think I've had it for 18 years, built in the year 2000. And it's Spanish. The builder's name is Mariano Tezanos, who, I didn't realize this, I played it really like the sound, and it was just wonderful. And I didn't realize he was one of the disciples that came out of the Ramirez workshop from several other guitars that I have. The same style of building.
Can I ask you, why?
Yes.
Why did you buy that?
I like the sound. But you
have all these other guitars.
Well, I had this before I had all these others.
Oh, okay.
I had a few.
Okay.
Yeah. And each one for a different style. This one I had purchased because it was a little bit of a shorter scale that they started making compared to the one that I had before. It had a different sound than the other.
What scale, you mean?
Scale from the length of the string.
Oh.
General string length is on a guitar is 650 millimeters or 25 and a half inches. They go on a steel string guitar, an acoustic guitar, it's 25 and a half inches. On a classical geometric, 650. The one I had was 664, which is a little longer. The one I just played that I had made is 615, so considerably shorter.
Can you interpret those for us that don't get the...
25 and a half inches, and now the one I have is about 24.
Okay.
So much easier to play.
Okay.
Different sound, different type of thing.
Is that where the ukulele comes in, that it's easier to play because of its shortness, comparatively speaking?
Well, it is much easier, but it's just that's the way the instrument was. It came with Portuguese traders and to Hawaii in the about 1830, that type of an instrument. And it just caught on there, and they were a little bit different shape, but it evolved into looking like a miniature guitar.
Okay.
So that's what kind of that, how that works. And, you know, it's interesting. It's an ukulele. If you're in Hawaii and you call it a ukulele, you're a stupid tourist. And if you call it a ukulele here, no, you're kind of a snob. So it's whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
And it's funny because it's been being taught in a lot of schools. When I was teaching the free time, I had to have a sign-up sheet. I had four ukes in the room, and the kids just wanted to play. They've been used more recently in rock bands, some very big names and... So it's getting a big resurgence.
But I got to ask
nice.
You a question.
Yeah.
I asked you if you were going to play Tiptoe Through the Tulips, and you said, no, I don't know it. That's probably the most popular ukulele ever.
You have to sing it.
And Arthur
and
got
it. Yeah. And it kind of want to get away from the stereotype of Tiny Tim.
Okay.
And it could do so much more than just that.
Arthur Godfrey was
He played. In fact, he really made it popular in the United States.
Yeah.
He was in Hawaii, and he never called it a ukulele. He called it an ukulele. He always did. Even in, what was it, the movie Glass Bottom Boat, where he and Doris Day, he was in, and he played it in the boat. So any appearance, but played it on the radio all the time and was pretty much responsible for introducing it in the United States.
And that, for those of you that are younger, the first broadcast on television live from Hawaii was the Arthur Godfrey Show. And I imagine they did it by cable back then because there were no satellites.
Oh, had to have been, was it 1950?
Yeah, like phone lines.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to sit back and relax and listen.
This has a different tuning. Let me check here. This is a piece, kind of fun. I won't say the title of it. It'll be kind of a surprise. It's got a very long introduction, and then those of us, kids know it now, and those of us our age, Wayne, remember when it was first on a TV program about 1966, 1967? Well,
surprises. Don't tell me. If I don't get it, please don't be mad.
Okay.
But I wanted to go, I'm sad to say, I'm on my way. Won't be back for many a day. My heart is beating. In something town.
I don't remember.
That wasn't it?
No, this was from Charlie Brown Christmas.
Well, no wonder I didn't.
Snoopy's Dance. It's called Linus and Lucy.
Okay, I would have never, ever gotten that.
Harry Belafonte was what you were thinking. Yeah.
He's taking off his headphones. We're doing a little play-by-play here on the Wayne Eddy Affair on KYMN Radio. By the way, folks, we're at 95.1 FM and 1080 AM. In September, it will be 50 years. We'd like to throw out a hello to people that are listening in Florida, in South Carolina, and I can't remember the other states, but in
North Carolina, California, Pennsylvania, and Florida.
Okay.
And Brazil, and New Delhi, India.
Okay.
Two friends there that were. Yep.
Now, I've mentioned on more than one occasion what a beautiful state Pennsylvania is, and I didn't discover that till about 20 years ago. And you think of Pennsylvania, you think of Philadelphia, and that area. You don't Pittsburgh. And coal mines and Hershey's, but the countryside is gorgeous.
It's a beautiful, beautiful state. Yes.
Okay. And now North Carolina, I've been to there once for a funeral, buried somebody at sea.
Mm.
I hope it was North Carolina or South Carolina. I don't know. Whatever they have the Atlantic coming in there, or is that part of the Gulf? I don't know.
Nope. Atlantic, yeah.
Okay, so, and then what was the other one you said?
Florida.
Florida, spend time there.
And my sister's in California.
California. I wouldn't live in California if you gave it.
And she wouldn't come back to Minnesota for anything. Yeah.
They're crazy out there.
You're going to freeze to death, and you're going to fall off into the sea when the San Andreas Fault
goes. No, I'm thinking about they're going to be bankrupt pretty soon.
Oh.
I mean, it's unbelievable what the programs they have for people. I mean, it's very nice, but you can't give away what you haven't got. Okay, that's my politics for the day. 18 minutes before 11 o'clock, and we got the man here, and he's still with the same guitar, and he's going to do another number. Randall, will you tell me what you're going to do or say, please?
This is a piece that, if you have those of us that remember the days of when Simon and Garfunkel were first starting out, Paul Simon did a guitar solo, I believe it was on Sound of Silence album. It's called Angie. It's written by a British fingerstyle guitarist, Davy Graham. And it's a wonderful fingerstyle guitar piece. And it was one that we all wanted to learn when we were in 8th and 9th grade and couldn't even begin to do it. But it's for the last 50 years, I've gotten it. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Randall Ferguson on the guitar here on the Wayne Eddy Affair. And I'm going to be taking a break, Randall, while you get your other guitar. It is, let's see, I'll give you the exact time, 10:44:32. And by the way, in reference to what I said about California, I have to say that I've been to San Francisco. My wife and I, we enjoyed the city very, very much. Been to Los Angeles in the downtown district and was horrified by the poor people on the sidewalks. I couldn't believe it. And we've been to San Diego, and it was absolutely gorgeous there. So, California, fellow out in California that's a friend of Randall, I didn't want to diss you. All right, we are going to take this break. Randy's going to pick up a different guitar, and we're going to learn more as you're listening to the Wayne Eddy Affair on The One, 95.1 FM and 1080 AM.
When you work with folks you know, like me, Mark Quinnell, you know what to expect. That's why you should give State Farm Bank a try. A State Farm agent that helps protect your home, your car, and your family can help with your banking needs. It's more than just banking. It's banking with a good neighbor. State Farm Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Some products and services are not available in all areas. For information, call me, State Farm agent Mark Quinnell, at 645-4545.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Don't miss the 62nd annual GST Rod Custom Spectacular presented by Brainerd International Raceway, April 14th and 15th at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds Coliseum. Check out the area's finest hot rods, custom street machines, motorcycles, and meet Derek Travis, direct from the 405 and Street Outlaws. See the Silver Unit Camaro sponsored by Luther Automotive Performance Studio. Tickets are $12 for adults, $5 for juniors 12 to 15, and kids under 12 are free. Plenty of free parking, too. Discount coupons available at all metro area Luther Automotive dealerships.
The Quarterback Club in Northfield serves the best flame-broiled burgers, baby back ribs, and chicken in Northfield. They also have daily specials that are sure to satisfy. Every meal is made to order, and you can dine in or take out. For daily specials, quality food, and great prices, make it the Quarterback Club in Northfield.
Have you ever felt like your business has been tripped up by your bank? Friends in Bank and Trust understands how to be a financial resource for all types of small and large businesses, and how to finance them. You might say that we are the best-kept secret in business banking. Friends in Bank and Trust, the bank that comes to play.
Contact your local Friends in Bank and Trust office at friendsinbank.com. That's FRANDSEN bank.com.
Member FDIC.
We're just chit-chatting here during that break, and Randy and I were talking, and of course, my theme song for the first hour is Dwayne Eddy, and I wonder if you had any respect for Dwayne Eddy.
Yes, he was, you know, very talented. I don't know a lot about him. I was a little later than when he was popular, but like we were talking a second ago about Chet Atkins, and he was phenomenal, just tremendous, both acoustic and electric, and he did things that, and so much of it that nobody else could do.
How about a Jimi Hendrix style?
Oh, he's, he didn't play that style, but Hendrix was also, you know,
in a league by his own.
Yeah, and he did things that hadn't, he started, was really the first to start using distortion units, what was called a wah-wah pedal, and various other things, and it's kind of cool, the history of rock in the 60s, how every band would go to hear everybody else at the clubs in London. You know, they had a great respect for each other.
How about Johnny Cash? And he had acoustic guitars.
Yeah, he was not a great guitar player, but he had a lot of good people playing with him.
Yeah, I had one of them on here.
You did?
Bob Wotan. Hmm. And he just passed away about 18 months ago. Anyhow, he sounded just like Johnny Cash, sang
really?
The songs, played the acoustic guitar, did everything. But speaking about doing everything, you're going to do something recognizable on this
sure.
particular guitar.
Yes.
And it's the same guitar used last break.
Yes, it is.
Randy, that was the best piece this morning.
Thank you.
That was the very best. You
that's a
actually
lovely piece.
I'm watching your hands, and I'm listening, and I'm thinking, I wonder what he's thinking, because you're accompanying yourself. The melody was, you know, right on, and then you did all the other things to whatever you call it. Yep. But wow, that was great. Oh, I enjoyed that.
And, you know, Lennon and McCartney wrote some absolutely beautiful things. Yeah.
Well, you performed beautifully.
Well, thank you.
Yesterday, all my troubles.
This is another one where,
okay,
like that 8 days a week, where you have the melody.
Oh, that's a little fast, isn't it?
And you have the bass. You'll hear it.
Are
put
you
it all
go
together.
It?
Yeah.
Okay,
sure.
Go for it. That's kind of cute. I don't know. I shouldn't use the word cute, maybe, but how you were throwing out 8 days a week, 8 days a week, while you were playing 8 days a week. It is 7 minutes before 11 o'clock, final break before the top of the hour.
Don't miss the Home Improvement and Design Expo this Saturday at the Veterans Memorial Community Center in Inver Grove Heights. See up to 150 home improvement experts. The Home Improvement and Design Expo this Saturday only. It's the smart place to start your home improvement projects. See it all at expoguys.com. That's expoguys.com.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Army National Guard. Aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association at this station.
While Randy's tuning up, no, he's sitting down now. I got to put on your headset, Randy, if you can, because I'm going to play the number one song of all of 1971, the year you graduated from high school. Do you think you're going to be able, do you know what it is?
No, I don't.
Okay. Tell me if, say it the minute you know it, because this has got a hook that you got. You ready?
Yep.
One, two, three. Ah, come on, Don. Here we go.
Oh, Jeremiah. Joy to the world, Three Dog Night.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine.
You going to play along?
Wrong.
Okay.
But yes, that was a wonderful song.
Were you taken aback by the title of this song?
Just the very first time I saw it, it didn't, I thought, what in the world? And then it, you know, came on. And interesting, it was written by Hoyt Axton, the country singer.
Okay.
And Three Dog Night picked it up, and great song.
Well, first of all, in 1971, KYMN Radio was 3 days old. We were trying to do an entire genre of music.
Everything.
And when this thing came out and we played it, number one, I'm going, we're going to play a song in July that says Joy to the World? And then, who's going to sing this song? Yeah. And I'm looking at Three Dog Night. Oh, how sacrilegious. Well, we have 5 minutes left of KYMN Radio's Wayne Eddy Affair. Listeners around the world, I'm going to let Randy take over, say and do whatever he wants. You've got 5 minutes.
Oh, boy.
And it's a new guitar.
Okay, this is a 1959 instrument, which to some people is an antique. But anyway, it's interesting because things from the 70s now and instruments are considered vintage. And that's wrong. Anyway, this is a flamenco guitar. Where the other one was out of the little Ramirez was out of this incredibly beautiful flamed maple, which was a very expensive wood. This is out of cypress, which is a white wood again, so it's a very bright sound, but it was thought of in Spain as a garbage wood. And what happened in 1929, when the crash of the stock market in the United States, Spain was also heavily invested in the U.S. They lost a lot. And the builders could no longer afford the expensive wood, so they used this cheap garbage fuel wood and discovered they really liked it. It has this incredible gypsy sound, this gypsy rasp, a quick decay, which means the sound is there and it's gone very quickly. With rosewood, the dark woods, you play something and it keeps sustaining and ringing and ringing and ringing. Well, this, you're moving so fast in flamenco that you don't want everything to keep going. So they started, and it's been traditional ever since that they're making these gypsies. Cher. Tramps and thieves.
Yeah.
That's us. Would you be the tramp or the thief?
I don't know. Yeah, number 10.
Okay.
You said gypsy, so.
And that's number 10 in 71.
Okay. There
but
go.
It's up. And I'm going to play a piece that does about everything you do on flamenco. It's a dance called Soleares. The rhythm is there's 12 beats in measure, and you accent 3, 6, and 12. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 10, 11, 12. But if you accent 9, you're told to leave. They're very fussy. So you'll hear that in here. Not being told to leave, but...
Watching you is amazing, and I just go, how do you train yourself to move those fingers like that? I mean, it's hours and hours and hours of practice. I'm going to just turn the three mic off so you can pull it up there. That's the one. Hi. That was
It's like any other instrument. It's
wow.
I was
trying to keep beat to it, you know, and I couldn't until you got a certain part. Then I could.
You could find it,
and then but when you're in that, there was. So I'm wondering, do you look at the audience you're playing to? Do you see them tapping their feet, bouncing their head, and
a lot of feet and a lot of moving, and especially kids?
Okay,
so it's a lot of fun when I do a program in a school.
So most people are really in tune with what you're doing there.
Yeah,
but you must have seen people that were. Like, you watch people clap, and they don't know how to clap in unison.
Oh, sure. Yeah, generally they won't do that unless there are a few people that know what they're doing on it in flamenco. But usually it's they're moving moving is the main thing. And you see feet going. And
what's your favorite number one guitar and music selection you play on guitar?
Oh, boy. The one I just played, the Castle song I played earlier, and then the one... with that, where I showed the different dynamic level or different tone qualities you can get from the guitar. It's Studios Leyenda. But I love the piece that Paul Simon played, the Angie.
Yep.
Written about, he wrote it for a girl that he was madly in love with and recorded it, made a hit of it, and she dumped him.
Well,